B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Greenwich Village man was allegedly robbed by a date that he met on Grindr, but told cops that he couldn't scream for help because he had, quote, a jockstrap and a ball gag in his mouth.
Man!
Police responded to a call of a home invasion robbery around 3 a.m. on Saturday at the 26-year-old the 26-year-old victim's apartment. The man told police that he had met his date in a section of the app called Black Men Love Fisting.
Okay, that's where I go.
He said that two men had consensual intercourse that included latex bottles, rubber gloves, a leash, and a sex swing.
And that was their first date?
But they...
No movie?
They got into an argument over the small size of the perp's package, leading him to choke the victim and demand cash.
Well, that's not right.
The victim told cops that he thought that it was part of the fantasy until his date allegedly dragged him into the closet and took $3,000.
Officer, I can explain this.
The victim told cops that he tried to scream when he realized that he was being robbed, but he couldn't. The robber fled, and the victim was treated on the scene. Cops took latex gloves, a dildo, and the sex swing as evidence. The suspect was,
I'm sorry, but that is a wild crime scene.
Was described as being in his 30s with a goatee and wearing a white T-shirt, black sweatpants, and black hoodie. Police canvassed the area, but they did not find the perpetrator.
I have no doubt it was a traumatic experience, but, the section that they went to was, they might have been inviting trouble.
Yeah. A mother and her two daughters are still reeling from a terrifying ordeal in which a man broke into their home, took off all his clothes, and then tried to use a hammer to smash through a wall to reach the room where they had barricaded themselves.
Wow.
Yeah, police arrested 43-year-old Jason Nelson, a neighbor, after he allegedly broke into their home around 5 a.m. on Saturday. Rachel Boland said that she was home with her two daughters while her husband was away on business, and she heard a loud smash and thought her dogs were getting into trouble. She then heard a man's voice say, "Call 911. I'm in your home."
Holy crap.
He used a child scooter to break in the rear sliding glass door, then went into the garage, removed all his clothes, got a hammer before making his way up the stairs to the bedrooms. And at that point, Boland said that she called 911 as she barricaded herself and her twin daughters in the bedroom across from the master bedroom. She said that her terrified girls were hiding under blankets while the naked intruder pounded on the bedroom door. Through all this, Boland said she was screaming out the window for help, speaking to the 911 dispatcher on the phone, and trying to protect her children at the same time.
Can you imagine?
The man then moved to the master closet and began smashing through the wall with the hammer, almost breaking through to the adjoining room to reach Boland and her daughters. Thankfully, police arrived within minutes and arrested the intruder. However, much to Boland's shock and anger, she said that he was released on bail 4 hours later. Nelson was booked on suspicion of residential burglary, being under the influence of a controlled substance.
What do you think would have happened if he had gotten into that room?
He would have killed him.
Yeah. They let him out 4 hours later?
Yeah, Boland said the family is also considering civil action against him. She said that they've taken out a restraining order and are appealing to state lawmakers for more information on the case. The investigation is ongoing.
That's insane.
Yeah. A 63-year-old Kentucky man was arrested after he allegedly pulled a gun on an Amazon delivery driver and ordered him to rake his driveway.
That doesn't seem right. I mean, they work hard, those Amazon delivery drivers. Now you have to rake the guy's driveway?
Police say that Kenneth Vance confronted the driver as he left the property and pulled out a gun. Vance ordered the driver to step out of his van and handed him a rake. He told the driver, who had not been identified, to smooth out the gravel driveway, which had been disturbed by his van. The driver cooperated and was allowed to leave the property. He called 911. Police went to Vance's house, where he was taken into custody, and he was charged with wanton endangerment and unlawful imprisonment.
Did the guy hold the gun on the police and have them rake out the driveway, too?
No, the driver was unharmed. Police said that he did the right thing by complying with Vance's demands. They said in this situation, he was able to remove himself from it safely. He was able to contact us, and we were able to take our action. So rather than, you know, getting an argument with the guy, he just did what he said and then left and called the cops.
Two freaky stories.
A 74-year-old woman who was injured while hiking Paistua Peak Tuesday afternoon was lifted from the mountain by helicopter, during which the basket she was in began spinning out of control.
This is the footage we were looking at earlier.
Yeah, video of the rescue and the woman's wild ride was captured by several local television news helicopter cameras. The woman suffered a facial laceration, wrist and hip injuries, and possibly a fractured nose while hiking the peak. However, there were no complications as a result of the rescue stretcher spinning as it dangled from the helicopter. I mean, guys, it looks like a propeller.
Yeah.
It's going so fast.
Worse than any amusement park ride you've ever been on.
The spinning was caused by a combination of wind from the helicopter's propellers, the ground below, and the centrifugal force of the helicopter. In addition, a line used during the rescue did not operate as it should have. I was telling Steve, man, she's lucky she didn't have permanent damage because if your blood pools in the wrong part of your body from spinning like that, you can can lose oxygen to the brain and all kinds of things can happen.
And then, Preston, as they're flying her back, they're hitting the tops of mountains and stuff.
Oh, man. She's like really every bad. Tree along the way.
Street lights and stuff. It's just really bad. Buses. Billboards.
Rescues in which something like this happens are considered rare, but crews at the fire department train for events like this, apparently.
And then they flew over a lake, Preston, and it was just, it was horrible.
He dragged her through it. Poor woman. All right, one last story here. The worst outcome of a drinking game is usually that the losers imbibe more than they want. Maybe they get a hangover. But in a drinking game that a Florida woman, Belinda Lattice Adams, participated in, she said that she was playing, the stakes appeared to be a bit higher. Adams told deputies the rules of the game were that the loser had to stab themselves with a screwdriver.
Now, that's a cool game.
Deputies learned about the incident after a student at an elementary school disclosed that a family member had been bleeding. Adams said her opponent stabbed himself because he lost the game. Meanwhile, the man told investigators he got a wound on his shoulder because he fell. When asked about the drinking game, he said he played. He said he lost, thus told Adams to stab him. So she did. With a screwdriver. Adams.
And does his name have an official, does this game have an official name?
Not that I know of, no. Adams, listed as unemployed, was arrested on a felony aggravated battery charge. Florida woman story this morning.
Yep.
Florida woman! Florida woman! 93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
Dressed in just his underpants and wielding a didgeridoo. I can stop right there, honest. In Adelaide, Australia, a man had chased an intruder from his property, leading to a swift arrest. Kim Abrook is his name. He woke to noises in his home early Monday.
He woke to a sound.
And he disturbed the thief and chased him out of the door while swinging a didgeridoo around. He managed to contact police as he ran down the street after, with a police dog helping officers make an arrest soon after.
If you were to swing a didgeridoo, would it make it sound?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know. I mean, it's a hollow tube.
Yeah,
so
right?
Mr. Abrook said, I notice I run faster when I'm naked. Or semi-naked, anyway, said. So I might try that. Very lucky the cops got there first.
It's like a lightsaber.
It is a lot like a lightsaber. Yeah. I wonder if you sped that up.
Luke, I'm your father.
A 32-year-old man was charged with aggravated serious criminal trespass and theft and was bailed to appear in court on August 6th. Police had alleged that he was found in possession of a wallet and cash stolen during that particular break-in. A man claimed that an argument over $2,000 led his brother to assault him with a guitar, a snare drum, and a microphone stand.
Wow.
In a hotel room, too. Officers responded around 4:45 a.m. to a motel for a report of an assault.
So what was all the musical equipment for?
I'm not sure.
Just in case he needed to beat up his brother-in-law?
Benjamin Gregory returned from a bar to a motel room that he shared with his brother, and the siblings argued because the victim's $2,000 was missing. The paperwork states that the victim went to shower, and when he walked out of the bathroom, his 26-year-old brother hit him in the head with a wooden guitar and then struck him multiple times with the guitar, a snare drum, and a microphone stand. causing the victim to lose consciousness. Benjamin Gregory left the room and drove off, eventually returning to a different motel to sleep. When officers responded to the motel room where the attack happened, they said they found a broken guitar, microphone stand, and a destroyed snare drum on the floor.
It was like a Who concert.
Along with blood on the floor and blankets. The suspect was located and was covered in bloodstains. He was booked into jail on charges of aggravated assault, property theft, and drug possession. Police said the victim received 8 staples to the back of his head and had multiple abrasions on his arms that were consistent with defense wounds. He also had cuts on both cheeks and other parts of his face.
I changed the pitch on the didgeridoo. Do you guys want to see?
Yeah, it's here. Like
yeah. All right.
A little.
I can change it more.
Sounds more like a razor.
Yeah, you can make it higher or
yeah.
What
yeah.
would you do?
All I right. can do it just a little bit higher.
It might sound, I don't know, it's not quite as lightsaber as I thought it might be.
I can change it higher and also change the tempo, and maybe that'll do something.
Yeah, try that.
Okay. Yeah, right. Well, here, let me just hit commit.
Casey's making the...
Takes a few seconds.
Here we go. Right,
here we go.
No. I don't think so.
I'll fuss with it a little bit more. Yeah,
I love right. it, though. I'm going to... Okay, excuse me.
That's the fire alarm in Royersford, Australia.
Yeah. All right. A man in Alabama ordered a shower curtain and shower rings off of Amazon with free 2-day shipping, but instead he was delivered a human urine sample.
Oh.
You can order that through Amazon?
Alabama!
The only in Alabama, Steve.
Okay.
The sample included a woman's name and birthday.
Take a look at this. Same day piss.
When the man contacted Amazon, he was told that they were really sorry.
Sorry about that.
And told him that they didn't want the urine sample. And he said that they will be sending the ordered shower curtain and rings.
So what did the person order the urine sample get?
The
shower rings?
Maybe, but there was no further information on that particular story. Then we'll go with this one. Ordering clothing online can sometimes be a bit of a gamble. Steve, we were talking about sizes. And
yes, absolutely.
A mom from Illinois recently ordered her 3-year-old daughter a shirt from China, from China-based online retailer AliExpress. The shirt that she ordered features an iconic image of a classic children's book characters, Frog and Toad. But when it arrived in the mail, it also had a message printed underneath the image of Frog and Toad. It said, F the police.
Oh, my God.
What? Under the image of Frog and Toad?
Apparently, it's a meme that makes its way around. And
come on.
It's not clear why the original photo of the shirt didn't include the writing, F the police, under Frog and Toad. The mom says that it made her laugh, and her daughter can't read yet, and she plans to save the shirt so that she can laugh about it with her daughter when she's older. So, who knows?
You think you'd want to include that fact in the shirt.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.